good Monday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier is back at the studio, and we are live today at Circus Sports in Kentucky at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. A few days off post-Christmas. Hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas holiday. What's up, JoJo?
What's happening, man? It's one of the best weeks, sports weeks of the year. We got the bowl games. We got the NFL playoffs shaping up. And it's a lot of fun as we look forward to 2026. Can you believe it's 2026? What happened to 2023 and 24 and 22, man? It just flies by.
The world kept spinning.
It does, right? You ever read that thing, what happens if the earth stopped spinning? What would happen?
No.
It's fantastic and bewildering. I mean, we all, like, fly off into space. Like, everything ends if the world stopped spinning.
Well.
Right? So let's hope it never stops spinning.
For people that are like, the world needs to slow down and stop spinning.
No.
Maybe not.
Lord knows. So, no, it's it's hard to believe this year's over with, and we go into 26. And we'll talk about – I'm not a resolutions guy. I think it's all a bunch of garbage because we all like, oh, January 1st, there's a new me. And then you get busy at work like, well, I'm going to start at January the 4th, and you don't start.
Right.
And just start now. Start today with your resolutions.
Dry
now.
January.
Just start now. Yeah. Don't wait 3 days because you're not going to do it. Anyway, we'll talk all that later on. But, again, it's a fun week. Great games this weekend in NFL. And the bowl games, nobody's paying attention to them. They're really good. They're really good because – the bowl games, these kids that are playing, they're playing for NIL and they get recognized by a Power 4 school. So everybody's playing their tails off. And anyway, the bowl games are really good. We got one tomorrow, one on Wednesday.
I love it. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Terry McCormick going to join us at 12:30. We talked some Titans with him as they come up short yesterday against the Saints. Definitely had an opportunity to win that ball game and just couldn't get it done, and so they lose to the Saints, have one more coming up Sunday against the Jags, and then that'll do it for the 2025 season, which I know is going to make a lot of people happy to get that done.
Right. Well, we should know a coach within the next 10 days because, like, a week from today is Black Monday.
Yeah.
So everybody gets cleared out, and then you figure things out. So you want to get a coach here as soon as possible. So I think unless there's a coach that's still coaching on another team, you know, that you can't.
I think that takes Robert Saleh out.
Could.
I think it's going to be the more I read, the more I just kind of read the tea leaves, I think McCarthy's going to be the number one target. Now, whether he wants to take that job or not, we'll find out. I'm not buying this, Marcus Freeman stuff. I think he might be, he'll obviously help satisfy the Rooney Rule and all that. I think they'll talk to him. I'm not buying it. I think Nagy is very much in play.
I think that's the guy. That's the Borgonzi
connection. I think it could be. I think Nagy or McCarthy. But that leads me into, something that I want to talk about, and we'll do the question of the day here in a second. But I was watching that awesome Sunday Night Football game last night.
Oh, yeah.
Between the 49ers and the Bears. And I was watching that last drive, and even though they came up short, Caleb Williams, I mean, you can tell, like, he's got it. He's got something. Now, I don't know if he was going to be a great elite quarterback in the National Football League, but I still think he's good, and he had raw talent. But look, that's what happens when you put him with the right coach. And Ben Johnson's the right coach. And for Titans fans and the Titans – watching this, or watching all that unfold, that's why it is so important to get this hire right. And that's either the head coach that knows how to hire the offensive guru that can help develop Cam Ward, or the head coach himself. But you get the right coach to pair with the right quarterback, good things can happen.
Breaking news: Marcus Freeman was returning to Notre Dame in 2026. Freeman received an enhanced contract. This is 20 minutes ago. Enhanced contract from university. Sources confirmed to ESPN. He tweeted out, 2026, run it back. Let's go Irish. So just happened.
Okay.
39-year-old former Ohio State linebacker was expected to be a strong candidate for NFL vacancies, including with the New York Giants. But now he's going to go back to
Notre Dame.
That's a smart move.
Yep.
And is Jimmy Sexton his manager too?
Probably, right?
Agent.
So I don't he's a good coach. I'm these college NFL coaches, they ain't.
But did I not to pat myself on the back.
Go ahead, buddy.
But did I not say earlier in the year that if there was anyone that was going to get looks from college football, it was going to be him?
You did say that.
Like, I just he has the demeanor. You know, I certainly think he could do it. We asked Tim Hasselbeck about it. You know, if he felt like he could do it, and he said, yeah. I'm not surprised that Notre Dame's bringing him back because I think he's a good coach.
No, absolutely good coach. And that's what it's lacking a lot in college football are good coaches who are loyal and stay with you. So good job by the Notre Dame to do that, to keep a guy in there. I will tell you, yesterday watching Cam Ward, Tyler Shook is not bad. But no. Tyler Shook has a good offensive line, has a pretty good play caller in Kellen Moore, and has one of the best receivers in football in Chris Olave, who just burned the Titans' defense yesterday. By the way, the Titans' secondary, I don't say a player is – all right, they're in the NFL, so they got there. They're good to get there, right?
Sure.
But it's okay that if you're a bad NFL player.
Right.
And the Titans have some bad NFL players. That long touchdown where the guy fumbled in the end zone.
Yeah.
And whoever, Kyer Elam, that came up and couldn't tackle him.
By week 14, I don't. If they got added to the roster, like
he wouldn't.
They could be a Domino's pizza driver or a defensive
right.
back.
He wouldn't on the flip you. Card. And I asked Terry McCormick, who sat next to me. I was like, Terry, who's this guy? He's like, yeah, he got added this week. I'm like, that's how bad. And there's some really bad football players on the Tennessee Titans. And that's the thing. There's a lot of bad football players in the National Football League. That's why you have really good teams and you got awful teams. Anyway, I'm not doing the whole comparison of Tyler Shook to Cam Ward.
No.
It's unfair because he's got more weapons. But I will tell you this with Cam Ward, and Terry McCormick will bring it at 12:30, but had a good point. Cam needs to stop playing hero ball.
Yeah.
That last play of the game, you have one play. Throw the ball in the end zone.
Yep.
What's he dancing around for? Waiting for guys to get open?
Yeah.
It's a Hail Mary.
He's waiting too long for guys to get open.
Just throw the ball. That's all you had to do in the last play of the game was drop back and throw a Hail Mary. I don't know what he was trying to do. Trying to be cool, trying to be different. Just throw the ball. Now, I'm not going to blame him for the scoop and score by the Saints. Because you watch that play, Chase Young went halfway to Bordeaux and back to sack him. And he just – the more you push a guy out, he's going to come back even faster. That's what happened to Chase Young. Cam had no idea he was there. And for those who said, oh, he should hit on the ball, how about you walk down the hallway and you don't know I'm coming and I knock you in the back? You going to hold on to the ball?
Right.
Probably not.
Probably
right?
not.
Probably not. And then so it happens. But Cam Ward, I know you're listening, buddy. You got to stop playing hero ball. Just run the plays that out there. If the receivers aren't open, throw it away. It's that simple. It really is. You talk to Elway and Montana and Marino and Manning and all those guys like, hey, if it's not there, throw the ball away. They'll tell you. That's one of the first things. Throw the ball away. So stop playing hero ball. I'm not saying that Hail Mary would have worked yesterday, but we don't know because he got sacked.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. We're going to get into a lot with the Titans, but what is our question of the day?
Our question of the day, we have 3 days left in the end of the year. Today's the 29th, 30th, 31st. Our question of the day, for Amy Adams Strunk, what is her New Year's resolution? There could be multiple ones. For Amy Adams Strunk, what is her New Year's resolution? And I will start off with this. Amy Adams Strunk New Year's resolution is not to hire a coach with the name Mike. That is her New Year's resolution. Because you had Mike Munchak, you had Mike Vrabel, you had Mike Mularkey, you got Mike McCoy, and now the leading candidate is Mike McCarthy, right? So Amy Adams Strunk's resolution is, I'm not going to hire a coach named Mike. But you can take it as many resolutions as you want with Amy Adams Strunk because she needs a lot of resolutions in 26.
I would agree with that. 615-737-1025 and our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your skill, your safety, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com and a proud sponsor of our question of the day. So we'll take that and your calls and texts as well at 615-737-1025, which is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're live today at Circa Sports here in Kentucky at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. So, I want to know your thoughts, Joe, on you watch Caleb Williams. Now, we can sit here and argue, okay, is Caleb Williams' raw talent better than Cam Ward's? I would say yes. I would say there it's fair to say yes. But you watch him last year compared to this year, the right system, the right coach with Ben Johnson. Is there a coach, and who is that coach, that can do for Cam Ward what Ben Johnson has done for Caleb Williams?
God, that's a great question.
Or is there not an answer to that question? We'll discuss that and love your input as well. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on this Monday, live at Circa Sports up at the Mint at Kentucky Downs, 615-737-1025.
Wait, was this song a slam at Chase and I there, Dr. Crane?
I was more of Amy Adams drunk than you guys, but if you want to take it that way, that's fine.
So she's the fool.
Okay, all right, thank you.
She also hired a GM in Mike Borgonzi, another Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, our question today is Amy Adams Truck's New Year's resolution. There's going to be more than one. I said that her resolution, stop hiring guys named Mike. I didn't even think about that, Dr. Crane. Thank you. Mike Borgonzi, the GM. You got Mike McCoy. You got Mike Mularkey. Mike Munchak. Mike Vrabel. Just no more guys named Mike. Watch her hire Mike McCarthy, which goes on with what happens over there, Baptist or whatever it's called now, St. Thomas Sports Park.
Sorry, just reading some breaking news. Appreciate Wes in Clarksville. I had not seen this, but according to multiple reports, there was a fire at the home of NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin's parents in Gaston County, I guess in North Carolina. One dead, one hurt in that fire.
Lord.
NASCAR, it's been tough lately. So keep you updated on that.
Was it Caleb Farley's parents in that same area?
Maybe.
When the house exploded, he lost his father or whatever it was?
Yeah, the fire resulted in the complete loss of the home. It took around 2 hours to put out the fire due to lack of water in the area.
Good
they have
Lord.
Not said the home belongs to the parents of Denny Hamlin. Hamlin has not commented on the situation yet. So,
oh, awful.
Well, we'll keep you posted on that. That's tough, man.
Yep. No doubt.
But again, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I just said our question of the day was Amy Adams struck New Year's resolutions, 615-737-1025. There could be a bunch of them. Mine was like, no more guys named Mike.
I think, look, we're gonna be funny with this, but the serious one should be stay the bleep out of the way.
Oh, she can't do that.
I saw, and I don't know how – you know, credible all this, but I saw a Twitter post over the weekend about that. That's the discussion in league circles is just how screwed up this franchise is because she's meddled.
Yeah.
And all right. You know, other teams and other owners are kind of like, yeah, she clearly needs to stay in the background and let the people she hires do the job. Cause look, eventually the other owners are going to notice when you keep firing coaches and general managers.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, and then you look at the success they've had at other places. I mean,
it does not help her that Mike Vrabel is about to be the coach of the year and the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, there he is. And he was in your building. It's funny, look at that 21 team, man, and all the guys that were on that team. And I know they got beat by the Bengals in the playoffs, but with A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry, I mean, and just and Simmons and Byard. Byard's still playing at a high level, so it's good. And then you look at what we saw yesterday on the football field. They had a nice lead, and you just knew somehow, some way they were going to lose it, and they did. But there's not enough talent on that football team to compete outside of a Jeffrey Simmons and a few other guys with all that said.
Let's see. So Jonathan Jones is the one that had, you know, had some stuff. He talks about the coaching search. I don't see the Titans pigeonholing themselves into any type of head coach. He mentions Matt Nagy and Mike McCarthy being, you know, top candidates, but Jeff Hafley is one, which I think Tim Hasselbeck's brought him up, who's the DC with Green Bay.
Man, they're not hiring a DC.
Chris Shula and Jesse Minter with the Rams and Chargers. We'll probably get interviewed. I still think you need to go experience.
I really think if it's Nagy. I mean, because of all the connections that happens with him. And then Nagy can get a quarterback coach who can work with Cam. And then there you go. You get things started. You hire a defensive coordinator. I don't mind keeping Denard Wilson there. He's told Arden Key to shut his mouth and guys to play better. So I don't mind if he keeps him there. But the team's got to score points and they need confidence, and they don't have any confidence.
This is the blurb that a lot of people are talking about. Quote, this is from Jonathan Jones, CBS. But maybe even more importantly than the quarterback is Tennessee's owner. Amy Adams Strunk has not developed the best reputation in hiring circles after firing a winning GM and John Robinson. I hate when computers jump around. Firing a winning GM in John Robinson, a winning head coach in Mike Vrabel, a GM after 2 years in Rand Carthon, and a head coach after 23 games in Brian Callahan, and putting together an initially confusing front office setup, all while rarely speaking publicly and never taking questions from independent media. Quote, it's been a tough few years for the owner, and I could see her fading more into the background, said one AFC team source. A less involved owner, especially one who has struggled with showing patience, would make the Titans' job more attractive.
Let me ask you a quick question. Who's her father?
Bud Adams.
She ain't going anywhere.
Nope.
Bud never went anywhere. And the more you talk to guys who played for Bud, you know, we know a few pretty well, and just the absolute meddling and everything that happened from Bud to Tommy, now to Amy, and they don't know any better. And she's got people around her who tell her how great she is. That's a great decision, Amy. That's a great decision. And then so it doesn't work. That's why this whole bringing in Borgonzi, I don't know if it ever truly worked, because I don't know if she'll ever truly relinquish everything to him and let him do his job. I just don't think it will.
Do you think – all right, so
– I think Danny, callback, Dan.
I think we all believe that – Brinker is the yes man. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think Borgonzi pushes back? Because I think he does.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I feel like he's probably closer to Vrabel in how, like, they're going to recognize chain of command a little bit, but they're also going to fight for what they believe is right.
I don't know.
And I think that got Vrabel fired.
I think he likes his paycheck, and I think he likes
but –
I don't know. I don't know him.
Some people
are
wired.
The structure inside. I don't know.
Some people are wired to be sheep, and some people are wired to be a wolf.
True.
And I think that Borgonzi to me is more of a wolf than a sheep.
Okay.
I think he knows where the line is, but I don't think he's going to sit there and just go, "Yes, Miss Amy. Okay, Miss Amy." I think he's going to go, "Well, I understand where you're coming from, but can I give you my alternative?"
I don't know the owner that's more disliked around the league besides her than – I'm sure there might be one or two. I mean, David Tepper shut his mouth at Carolina, and they're winning
games.
And
they're starting to win, yeah.
And it looks really bad when Vrabel's doing his thing. And I know Derrick Henry was not coming back. I understand all that. It was good to let him go. What he did Saturday night was unbelievable.
And just, Titans Twitter was going like, "Well, we should have brought him back.
He
should have paid him."
Had any success close to what he's doing now?
You think he could do that? You think he could run for 200 yards behind this O-line?
None of that. But it all still goes to the fact that they were all here, and you know, and with AJ Brown still doing his thing. I mean, and Byard. I mean, I still don't understand why they cut Byard. I still don't understand.
That was Rand being an idiot.
I you know, because he's making too much money. Okay, well, now he's, you know, going to the – I don't know if he's on the Pro Bowl now, but playing at a high level. So,
he's –
I don't know. There's
the
a lot of things going on. But yesterday, there was no doubt in my mind they were going to lose. Never any moment was I thought they're going to win the game. And that's why it goes back, you know, to developing Cam Ward. I just think now he's playing hero ball. He's out there, got receivers running left and right who really don't know where to go. I mean, the pass he threw to Chig was good. Chig has done a great job. I mean, what a great – I would re-sign him coming back next year because he catches the ball. He catches the football down the field, and it's hard to cover him. So I would bring him back. The receivers will get better, and you add it. I mean, there's some –
you'd
foundational –
bring who back?
Chig.
Yeah.
There's some foundational pieces here going forward, but Cam's got to stop playing hero football. He's got to stop doing that. He holds the ball. I mean, somebody's got to work with – and I know – this whole staff's gone. When they get back Sunday night, they're clearing their offices out on Monday. They're gone. So I don't blame Cam for what's going on right now, but there's some things that you probably learned in junior high as a quarterback that need to carry over now, and that's, you know, holding on to the football, getting rid of the football, All the successful quarterbacks do the same thing. If Cam wants to be successful, he's got to follow that line. And right now, boy, it's 50-50 sometimes. I really like the way when he runs a drive down the field, he's got time to throw the ball. I think he's great. But the hero ball, that last play of the game yesterday drove me crazy because it's a Hail Mary. Just throw the ball down the field. That's all you got to do. And he didn't do it. I don't know what he was trying to do.
Richie from White House says, not sure what you both think about this. If the two top candidates are McCarthy or Nagy, will that give us an idea of who really is in charge of running the team choices? McCarthy would be Brinker's guy with the connection to Green Bay. Nagy would be a Borgonzi guy with their connections to Kansas City. I do think it might – if Matt Nagy's the guy, then that is going to indicate to me that Borgonzi's voice has gotten louder.
I don't know. I really don't know. I still think Brinker runs the football team.
He might, but again, he might listen to Borgonzi more and therefore support it and go to Amy and say, this is what we're going to do.
Again, I have no clue. I have no – because there's
which if
the
that's
no
the case, that might – I mean, well, I don't know. At this point, I mean, you're getting two retreads. One's won a Super Bowl as a head coach. The other, I guess, is a coordinator.
Let me tell you this. We're looking at the playoff picture now in the AFC. All the teams are making it to the AFC. The Titans are nowhere near these teams. They are nowhere near. Even the Ravens at 8-8 on the outside looking in, the number one team left out, they're nowhere near these teams. Meanwhile, the Panthers, the Saints have gotten better. The Bears have gotten better. You look at these teams have gotten better while the Titans have gotten progressively worse. So there are some things. I mean, it's a long road, man. Don't say, well, these teams are turning out in a year or two. I mean, the Texans built around Caleb Williams, built really well, traded, got some guys in there and done well. And the Titans with everybody with John Robinson gone and Rand gone, now Borgonzi here, and then players leave. Why play here? I know it's about the paycheck. I understand that. It's about money, all right? But at some point, you want to find guys who have pride, who want to play, who want to develop, who want to win. And right now, this football team, I'm telling you, Chase, that football team I saw on the field yesterday is god-awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, they've been god-awful.
Yep.
I mean, that's how they are. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the game yesterday and things moving forward. One more. And then the offseason begins.
Yay.
For the Two-Tone Blue. Thank the good Lord. We're live today at Circa Sports in Kentucky. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, live at Circa Sports, the Mint at Kentucky Downs. We say hello now to Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, as the Titans lose yesterday in a close game but unable to get it done against the New Orleans Saints. Terry, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm going to start with this. Something that we were just talking about. And I feel like I asked you a similar question last week talking about Tony Pollard, but has Chigakonkwo made the decision a little harder for the Titans on if they should bring him back or not?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would bring him back because he's one of the few guys you have on the offense that actually is a matchup problem. I mean, when you look at him, he matches up well against safeties, against nickels, against linebackers. I think, you know, now he's not the greatest blocker in the world, but, you know, you've got other guys who can help fill that role. I certainly would entertain it because I think, you know, you don't have a lot of matchup problems, and he is one.
And to me, you look at the numbers, 74 targets, 54 catches, 558 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, that's probably where his numbers as a tight end should be. Now he's leading the team, you know, as the leading receiver, which is obviously a problem. But, I mean, if that's going to be the production you get out of him every year, I mean, I'm kind of with you that I would look at bringing him back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no guarantee you can go out in the draft and free agency and bring in similar or better production without paying more money. So I think you could probably re-sign Chig to a deal that's relatively friendly and just kind of go from there if he's willing to do it.
Here's the other thing, too, that I just realized by looking at it, and I think this is very, very important. He's never missed a game.
That's certainly something that has some value because, you know, the level of attrition at the NFL level, and I think, you know, Chigakonkwo is a guy that, you know, he answers the bell when it's called.
Talking to Terry McCormick on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Terry, I give you credit. I've been talking about it since we were in the press box yesterday about, you said it best, Cam needs to stop playing hero ball. And to me, that summed up his 2025 season. Because, look, I know what he's trying to do, and you know as well, and everybody else. He's trying to do too much to win. But, like, on that last play of the game, when it's just a Hail Mary, just throw the ball. I don't know what he's trying to do. Just throw the ball. And you're right. Stop trying to play hero ball. You made a great point on that, Terry.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the same type of thing that got Will Levis into trouble last year. He tried to do too much, tried to, you know, cover all the deficiencies himself, and you can't do that, even as a quarterback. You can't do that. When you start trying to do more than you're capable of, you end up doing less and hurting the team.
You know, it's funny, when that touchdown by the Saints, when they scored and they fumbled in the end zone, and I'm like, Terry, who the hell are these guys? You're like, yeah, they just signed him this week off the press. That's how bad it's become for this football team. You're signing guys who, look, I know you're in the NFL, but you're still a bad player. And that was some bad tackling and coverage yesterday by the Titans in the second half. Probably the worst I've ever seen at Nissan Stadium.
Well, I mean, the secondary is a mess. Other than Amani Hooker and maybe Daryl Baker, none of those guys figure into their plans beyond this year, I wouldn't think. They lost Marcus Harris to an injury. They lost Lejarius Sneed to an injury. They traded Jarvis Brownlee. They traded Roger McCreary. And then yesterday they lost Jalen Armour Davis. So it's a mash unit and a mess all at the same time back there. So, you know, it kind of – get what you get, and the Saints wisely picked them apart.
I want to see your backpedal, Terry. How is it? Pretty good?
Well, it wasn't very good when we had that media minicamp because I popped a calf muscle.
Good Lord, man. But could you cover George Plaster on a down and out?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Hey, why was Mike McCoy – and look, I like Mike McCoy. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a great head coach. I think he's a good coach. Why was he emotional over Van Jefferson's injury?
I think he's just the type of guy that, you know, doesn't want to see guys, even though there's only one game left in the season, he didn't want to see a guy suffer a season-ending injury like that. Both Armour Davis and Van Jefferson are going to miss the season finale. I think that's just kind of the kind of guy he is. I think, you know, he knows, you know, these players and knows, you know, how hard they work, even though the results aren't there. And I think he just, you know, felt bad that it was going to end not the way they wanted it to.
Terry, if there's not a sellout in Jacksonville on Sunday for what's at stake, will there ever be a sellout? Again, an overview. Will there ever be that passion for an NFL team in Jacksonville if they don't sell out Sunday with what's at stake?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, Jacksonville's always been one of those weird markets where even when the Jaguars have been good, sometimes the fans, you know, don't necessarily show up. Now, the one time it was rocking when I was down there was that year that the Titans were in the midst of the collapse and they turned to Josh Dobbs. And then the game ended on that fumble that was returned for a touchdown that all the Titans fans thought was an incomplete pass and all the Jags fans thought was a fumble. That it was rocking that night. And if it could get to that level, that'd be great. But Joe, you know as well as I do, throughout the Southeast, you know, in places like Tennessee and Georgia and Florida, you know, for the most part, college football Saturday rules the roost. And if the NFL team is good, that's a bonus. If they're not, well, there's still Saturday college football.
Great point, buddy.
Terry McCormick is with us. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but, you know, watching Caleb Williams last night and kind of keeping up with this Bears team this year, Terry, it's clear to me that the Ben Johnson hire was a home run for him, that relationship is working. We'll see what kind of championships and results that it produces, but that the turnaround there has been pretty remarkable. In your opinion, is that what the Titans should be looking at of, okay, and Caleb Williams is probably a better prospect than Cam Ward, but finding the right coach that's going to fit with this quarterback has to be the goal?
Yes, you have to hire a coach that can mesh, that can be a leader of men and mesh with this quarterback. You know, now he doesn't have to be an offensive guy necessarily, but he better bring somebody with him that can unlock Cam Ward and figure this out. You know, I mean, I'll use yesterday's game. I mean, as an example, do you not think that where the Saints are right now with Kellen Moore and Tyler Shuck is exactly where the Titans wish they were or wish they had have been with Brian Callahan and Cam Ward or Will Levis?
Yeah. No, I think that's another good one. Because, look, I thought Kellen Moore was going to be a one and done because McCarthy turned him down and they settled on him. And I was like, man, this may not work. That team has gotten better. And Tyler Shuck has gotten better as the season has gone on. Now, look, I can sit here and make somewhat of an argument that if you look at, you know, results and record and stats, that Cam Ward's gotten better as the year has gone on too. But I think that Kellen Moore, like if you can get something or results similar to that, then yeah, that shows you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, and I think that's what's needed is you've got to give fans some hope because most likely you're going to finish 3-14 with the same record that you did last year when everything was terrible. And how are you going to sell improvement if you've got the same record and you're terrible and you've got to, restart this thing with another new coach and ask fans to be patient for a little longer? You got to get this hire right.
Next Monday is January 5th. It's known around the league as Black Monday. We know there's going to be coaching moves. Coaches are going to be fired. I don't expect any surprise names, but I know everybody's going to speculate that, you know, could John Harbaugh or Tomlin be available after next Monday? I would say probably not. So Joe basically said 10 days from next Monday, the Titans will have a coach. You think that fits the timeline?
I'd say, yeah, I'd give it a little more, maybe 2 weeks. It depends on how many jobs are open. Right now there's only two open. I think, you know, there'll be a handful of others that'll come open. The Titans is not the most attractive job out there that could potentially come open. But as they say, it's 1 of 32, and, you know, they'll be able to find somebody within a couple of weeks window because they need to have a coach and coordinators and start assembling a staff by the time they go to the Senior Bowl in late January.
Terry, any scenario in the back of your mind, Mike McCoy gets this job if he promises to go out and find a new offensive coordinator?
I don't think so. I respect the job that he's done because this team has gotten better on his watch. I mean, I don't think there's any denying that, especially the offense. The defense maybe is another story just because they don't have anything to work with outside of Simmons. But I think it would be a very tough sell to a fan base when you're trying to sell tickets and go into a new stadium. It would be very hard to sell progress with the same guy who just led you to, you know, help lead you to a 3-14 season.
Right. So that's a no. All right. Got that. Let me ask you this and we'll let you go. You know, people inside the building, you know, people, organization, does the Mike Vrabel success just bug them, or is it like expected, or what's the reaction when you look up and see Mike Vrabel might be coach of the year? He might have the number one team in the AFC going to the playoffs. What do you think the reaction is inside the Titans building? Because I still, people are like, oh, they've moved on. There's no way in Hades they've moved on from Mike Vrabel.
I think it depends on who you ask. If you ask, you know, if you talk to the Chad Brinkers and the Mike Borgonzis, they weren't here, obviously, for Vrabel's tenure. Brinker may have been briefly, you know, for 1 year. I think, you know, they probably regard it as it is what it is, and you got to figure out the situation. If you talk to ownership and the Adams family, I'm not trying to speak to them because they never seem to speak on their own anyway. But you know it sticks in their craw that Vrabel not only came here and put it on them, but that the Patriots are headed to the playoffs and maybe with a top seed. And I guarantee you that some of the veterans in that locker room probably looking around going, what did we do?
Yeah, right? Crazy, man.
Very, very crazy for sure. Terry, appreciate it. Happy New Year, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, Happy New Year, guys.
Absolutely. Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, joining us here on the program.
Is he okay?
We always appreciate him. I think so.
Always.
He's good.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, interesting stuff to discuss there, 615-737-1025.
I mean, I can't get past the Vrabel. And I'm a nobody. I'm an absolute nobody. And I can't get past the fact that you knew that guy was going to be successful anywhere he went. He had a bump in the road, and yet at some point, just here you go, do it. Just turn it over to him. Let him do it. But you had to meddle. You had to bring your people in, and now I'll look at you.
I've done everybody's favorite exercise, and I've asked ChatGPT to compare the 2024 New England Patriots with the 2025 New England Patriots and how the roster has changed. Because one texter on our text line, Wes in Clarksville, says, I want the Vrabel-like turnaround next year. It's possible, but a lot of things have to go right. And the question is, can that happen? We'll discuss coming up next. Chasing Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game.
But I also want you not to take this organization for granted. I've been a lot of places. This is a special place with great leadership, great fans, great direction, great coaching. Enjoy it. It's not like this everywhere. Thank you very much.
That's Mike Vrabel. That's the speech that got him fired.
Oh, I can, you know, it's so sad. I think that was October 22nd of 2023. I remember that date. I remember on the radio the next day. I remember certain people on this radio station said that was a nothing burger. And I'm thinking, if my employee goes across the street and says how wonderful it was when they worked there, and it's not like this everywhere else, that's a shot at me. And I would have loved to seen Amy Adams' reaction when they played that for her.
So I wanted to bring this up, and I just did the math on it. And you're going to enjoy this. The Tennessee Titans have had, since they have been the Tennessee Titans, have had, I got this right, three Mikes be the coach. Mike Mularkey, Mike Vrabel, Mike McCoy.
And Mike Munchak, four.
Oh, I forgot about Munchak. All right, hang on.
That's why Amy Adams' resolution is stop hiring guys named Mike.
Oh, I forgot about Munchak.
That's our question of the day at 615-737-1025. Amy Adams struck resolutions going into 2026. No more Mikes!
All right, hang on. Hang on. Talk for a second.
That's all right. Yeah, let us know Amy Adams Strunk's resolutions. She can have multiple of them, but one is stop hiring guys named – meddling is one, but stop hiring guys named Mike. And I'm wondering if she was at the game yesterday and saw her team, what was on that field in the second half yesterday is a direct result. I blame her, nobody else. Go ahead.
The Tennessee Titans under coaches named Mike are 98-90 all-time. Well, as the Titans, I didn't go back to the Oilers, but as
98-90?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yep.
Who won? Munchak was 500.
Munchak went 9-7, 6-10, 7-9.
Okay.
Mularkey won two games when he took over for Wisenhunt, and then two straight years of 9-7.
Now, would you not take that now?
I would take that
now. Heck yeah, you would.
Vrabel went his first 2 years 9-7, then 11-5, 12-5, 7-10, 6-11, and then McCoy's 2-7.
Go back to Vrabel again after the first 2 years.
Yep.
First 2 years were
9-7, 11-5.
Okay.
12-5.
That was the COVID year.
Yep. And then 7-10, 6-11.
All right. Okay. So COVID year was the third one. What was the third record?
His first two seasons were 9-7. 2020 was 11-5.
Okay. And then 21's. All right. So 22, they were what, 7-3 when they fired Robinson, or she fired John Robinson?
Yeah. They had a winning record.
God, she's just an absolute disaster. Good Lord.
But 98-90.
With coach's name Mike.
With coach's name Mike.
Nice little project you did there, Chase. I like that.
Dustin in Hopkinsville says, Amy's resolution, listen to 102.5 The Game and do as we say.
Could you imagine if she's, all right, Chase and Jerry are going to take over the team for a year. What would you, honestly, if you could take over the team for a year, first thing I do, I trade Jeffrey Simmons and I get a king's ransom back from him.
See, you and I'd be fighting. We'd already be fighting in the parking lot. I used to be on board with that, but I think he can be a building block with this team. And so
Not bad on a team that's 3-13.
Oh, I mean, look, he's probably going to be an All-Pro.
He should be an All-Pro. Like, but I'm telling you, you trade him for Cat. We've talked about this before. I would first thing they would trade him. I think he is the best defensive player in football, right?
Yeah.
But you're on a team that's 3-13. It's going nowhere, right? So why not trade him and get a minimum of five players back for him? A minimum.
Or picks.
Or picks. Five.
Maybe. Right now, let's see. Right now the Titans are projected to have the fourth pick. Raiders pretty much are locked into the number one, then the Giants, then the Jets, then the Titans, then the Cardinals.
Okay. I mean, you got to get the pick correct. You got to get this number. If you're number four, you got that guy's got to play every down in 2026. And you see what a pass rush could do. I mean, that Chase Young, you know, he was a number two or three pick for the Commanders who was terrible. But now, yesterday, he played like he was Reggie White. And you get a good pass rush. Javon in 99. I mean, Vandenbosch and Haynesworth in 07 and 08. You see what it can do to your team. To me, that'd be the priority, big time. I mean, you know, you did a receiver, but a rookie receiver coming in the league does not nearly usually set the league on fire.
You know what would be the funniest thing ever if they did this? If Borgonzi called the Eagles and was like, hey, I'll give you a third for A.J. Brown. Because, like, that he's causing trouble there. Now, but, that Amy wouldn't do it, but it would be hilarious.
I don't want that trouble back here.
No, not at this point. But it would be the most Titans thing ever.
Absolutely would. And so, yeah, I mean, I just think with that number four pick, keep it and then, you know, find your pass rusher, find somebody to build around. But if you could get five picks in the top 100 – five picks.
Oh, that'd be. But again, I need to go back and look at the Patriots draft. So I asked ChatGPT like the biggest differences, and the key additions were they signed Stephon Diggs, who especially in the second half has been pretty good. Harold Landry's been good for them.
Yes.
They brought in Milton Williams, a defensive tackle. They had depth pieces that they brought back, like Robert Spillane. Is one who,
Titan.
Again, that's a variable guy.
they
have Will Campbell. They drafted fourth overall.
There's one guy I can't remember his name. He recovered. He had the big hit in the Sunday night game last week. And he had bounced around a little bit, and Vrabel had saw him and recognized, like, this guy has a high motor, but he just needs motivating. And then Vrabel's able to bring him in and turn him to the next level and get him going. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I think Vrabel could develop overall. Again, Mike McCoy is a good coach, but he's not Vrabel. He's not that fiery personality. That fiery personality has always worked as a being your buddy doesn't work as a coach.
No.
Callahan being your buddy doesn't work. McCoy being your buddy doesn't work as a coach. I never wanted a coach to be my friend. I wanted him to be a coach. I wanted him to jump my ass all the time when I was doing things wrong. Because I've told you this. The thing is, when a coach stops talking to you, and I've talked to Chris and Derek about this, that's when you worry. That when a coach stops climbing your bottom, that's when you worry. Like, oh, God, something's going on. So I want a coach. That's why I've liked Robert Saleh. Come in here and just light these guys up, man. That's what they need.
615-737-1025. We're going to look at the NFL playoff scenarios overall because it's going to be a fun Week 18 in the National Football League. We got some college football playoff games midweek, and then basically the playoffs begin for some NFL teams in week 18. We'll do that in hour number two. Chase and Big Joe live at Circa Sports in Kentucky, 102.5 The Game.